Begin the current daven Sefer Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel. Begin them in Alf. Begin the Tzeis Derev Masif. This begins the words of the Gemara. Bishlam al Rav. You understand? According to Rav, Mechzi Keman Dachar Churta LeBinyana looks like that he's carving out something for a structure. Which Tzeis comes to explain the question according to Shmuel. Now the Gemara Machlis Rav and Shmuel regarding Misasis. What's the halacha? Is it because of Bein like Rav says, or like Shmuel says because of Makav Patish? Which means says Makav Patish because this is the end of it. You're not going to carve out anymore at this point. That the Gemara has a malacha that says if you make a small little hoygan mechayev, according to Rav, you understand, because it's for the utility of building, so it's poina, according to Shmuel, hoygan mechayev, but that's not the end of the work that you're doing. So this is bothered. This is saying, but according to Rav, it does make sense that you chayev for kodeach koshu. Tzeis says, "Avagav d'loy dami lois inakib lushal tam nigun." Although this is not similar to the case of making a hole in the chicken coop, the hasam osla hakins lahitzi there. Yeah, there Rav says, "Give me baina," and that makes sense because it's a bona fide opening to take in to take out. But when you're making a hole which is meant to be closed up by putting a peg in over there, so it's not going to remain open. So therefore, why would you be chayev for making a pesach? It's not going to remain open. So therefore, the question should be according to Rav, why is kodeach koshu chayev for baina, but it's not really that of a structure. And that's the taste. Makamakam still mitam binyan called mechayev. It still would be considered somewhat of building. Kamayim ayel shufta bikufinu demaru mesasas, like the other case that Rav discussed regarding putting in the peg by the handle of the hoe and of chiseling. But even there, it's not really building. Rather, it's something similar to building. And still, Rav holds you can mechayev abayna. So to over here, he would hold by making this small little hole, even though you're going to fill it up. It's something still related to that of structural element, and therefore you can mechayev abayna. But the Tzeis explains the most question according to Shmuel. The Mishum Binyan called Ulim Mechayev. He disagrees with Rav in all these cases. He holds you not chayev for just something like a small type of a building. So that's the question. My chayev according to him, why are you going to be chayev? Ha'in kam malacha. He doesn't hold his baina, and it's also not makam patish because it's not the end of the building. Tzeis says the master begins with the Gemara Ilim Belheimam. If it's for an animal, then kamay piag did. Then it's like the mountable of a kid goat. Then lahasik. And if it's for fire, then it's for the different shilik the Gemara says of cooking a beyakal. Tzeis explains this that we're told by here in the Braisa regarding when someone's tearing the endives. Appears where they must mean to say at this point of the case is she'en ruim lachila. They're not fit for eating, meaning because if it's fit for eating, then it has the shear of kamalei pteagdi or kadil vashal be. Then has a smaller shear because dilav hachi. Because if that's not the case, rather it's fit to be eaten. Then mechayev shear zuta. Then you actually would chayev for even a smaller measurement that of a gregris, which is fit for human consumption. Because even though you're taking it for lehesig, but kedamalei like the Gemara said previously, that I'm vomit out. I might see tevin kamalei pi par legamal. If someone's taking out straw, that of a mouthful of a cow, even though he's taking it for a camel, chayv would be chayim. Even though it does not have the shear for the mouthful of a camel, but since it has the measurement of straw that it's edible for a cow, you can be chayv even though you're taking it for a camel here also by the end of it. If it's fit for eating, then even though you're taking the firewood, you would be chayv for the smaller share of gregers, and therefore must mean to say that it's not roi lachil, and therefore that's why you're using it for fuel, and therefore it only has the shear of lahasik. Tinex says the master begins the words of Gemara, but agamishon that we're talking about in a swamp. Tinex comes to explain where the Gemara had a question that. Well, why do we say that the measurement is by the pruning? Why is it a certain shear? But ultimately, it's being the up of the karka. All the case of being the up of the karka. So that Rav Yisrael answered, no. You have to be chayv for being the up of the karka, which is a kalshu, because it's on a swamp, which a swamp doesn't need to be perfected. So you only have the largest shear of whatever the measurement is, whatever you're using it for, which, depending on what it's for, has a different shear. Now, Bava Tesis is that what's with a masnidin? What's halacha about Mishnah? So it talks about some type of a case, not a bizarre zeradin, but a malakan eitzim. And we said over there, it depends. If it's lasakin, it's a kolshu, it's lahesik, it'll be a lashabay kala. So he says, then you could have asked the same question. And moreover, the leshach look me by gam, then you couldn't even use the answer that we're saying over here, the tumor in a swamp, because their tree has nothing with a swamp. Either way, when you're taking off the branches, it's going to make the tree better. So you could ask the question on the Mishnah too. That I'm remembering time. He says, no, the I be ilan yavish in the masakin klum. I'm just talking about a dry tree, which is not going to fix it anyway. And therefore, that's why we're saying that you're not asking to be miyapit. Anyways, it's not miyapit because it's a dry tree. To the next stage, the master begins with the Gemara loy tree. So no, it's necessary. The Ovid ba'ar the chavit tomorrow, he does it in his friend's field. Which explains this heter of this halacha, where the Gemara asked a question that, as we said, what's all these measurements? Isn't it automatic miyapet the karka? So my answer is, no, here we're talking about where he doesn't intend to make it better. His intention is for eating, for the animal, for fuel, although by default it's going to make it better. and therefore it should be asir, even though it's ein miskaven because psik reishi. And that says about, you know, it's permitted because since he's doing this friend's field, so there's no intent and any pleasure by making it better. The bet can be permitted. So what? How far does this go? So pirush pa'orach. So the orach explains the psik reishi loy nichale. What's called, even though it's inevitable, but you don't get any benefit from it. You don't care for it. Could go in the covered by the chad, like we're talking about when it's being done in this friend's field. Or could go in ba'achashen oyavai, or discuss exactly what does this mean by someone that's not his friend, or talks about that of bris milah that's not his father. Or ba'kritz ba'heres b'shas milah. If someone cuts off the negev teras during the circumcision, although it's forbidden to cut off negev teras, but shein la'ena, it doesn't have any benefit from cutting it off. So mutla ketchila. So it's even permitted initially for the person to do this. Afil isur drabban, like, and this is the chiddush of the arach. There's not even a rabbinic isur. So although it's a psik reishi, all these different cases, but since you're not getting any benefit from it, it's loynichale. So therefore, it's actually going to be permitted even like a tchila. And Tosa brings from the arach the hitter rebbe, or it's not clear exactly who this is, if the girsa even is to have rebbe, but the hitter they permitted chadash shepikoku bepishta. A barrel that was stopped up with a piece of linen by the spout, by the spigot, lahasra apakak, that to remove that shmata, but lemshach v'min the yain b'shabbos, and to get the water out, the wine out on Shabbos. Now, avad b'shev shleis kol kishmeis apakak, even though it's impossible not to squeeze out that rag when you're taking it out from the spigot, avad secretion is inevitable, and it's a problem of the schitum. Oh, but kivin den and then the b'schit zeis. It doesn't have any benefit from the squeezing it out. Shayayin Nepalaris, the country, doesn't want that to happen. It's the wine's dripping onto the ground when he takes it out. So then the psik reisha, delay nechalei, someone doesn't be permitted. Which says, Ve'inir, that does not seem to be correct, this extension, the extent of the Aruch's heter. Because Dalmap is Mursa. That means a rayam. Someone pops a pimple. Well, he's in the lecha to get the pus out. It would have been forbidden to do that on Shabbos. If not for the fact that a person has physical pain, so therefore the Gemara also says that it's permitted to do it. Now, even though a person doesn't have any benefit, when he's, quote, creating the opening, which is what the Isser is, of making an opening in his body by the pimple, he doesn't have any benefit. He's not intending to make a building of an opening. He just wants to make a hole to get the pus out. So even though it's a psik reishi delay nichale, still you see that it would not be much like a tchila if not for the fact that it's tzara degufa. And the chen hebi rashba, so the rashba brings mimachat shal yad, by a needle of hand, a hand needle, litl basa kaitz, the permissibility that you're allowed to use it to, you're allowed to move it because you can use it to get the thorn out. The mukil banachnok, and the gemara san hedin apay dam, and basically explains that that halacha is going krib shimin. The amad that he said, malacha shen zuch leguba pato lao, when you're doing malacha, that you're not doing it for it itself. Rather, for some other secondary point, we hear also that you're not doing it to make a chabur in the person's body, rather, it's just get the thorn out of his body. That's a malacha shen zuch legufa. Oh, so that's why it's permitted, together with the mashum tzara shor, because it's also physical pain. With this thorn, therefore it's permitted. Now, says the Rashba, the avbishen in the chabur, what do you mean? The person doesn't have any benefit from making the wound through the needle. And still, you see, oh, yes, it would be forbidden. He'll have mashum tzara legufa, if not for the physical pain. So again, you see, raya, that psik reishi delay nichale does not let you liketchila go ahead and do something. Rather, it's just that what we're saying here in the sugya is that you're not going to have a chatas, but not that it's mutlak it's like the aruch says. And then Tais has to address certain difficulties. But I'll become on this that says loy tzricha, that no, it's not sari. And first Tais explains his opinion that our gemara says no, it's like our different masses going on. The ovid ba'ar dechav, we're talking about what he does in this friend's field. So he's explaining, just means not chayv chatas, I'll be suri ikka, but there is a prohibition. Now, this would taste addresses some of the difficulties. This is Gemara says in the parakalat of the Zavachim of Tzadik Yamal Beis. And the Snad of Yain, if someone donates wine for the base of Migdash, so what does he do with it? It's a carbon in a way. So, Mevi'i, Mezalfa Gabi Ishim. So he brings it and he pours on the fires of the Mezveh. Or Parakha, the Gemara asks him, but extinguishing the fires in this Isser in the Torah to extinguish the flames on the Mezveh. Mukila, and the Gemara explains that Itana is going Krim Shimon. Damadavashim is Kavmuti says if it's not a ten, it's going to be Mut. Now, similarly, from there you have a ride to the Aruch, because there it's a psik reisha that Deloy Nichle, because he doesn't want it to be extinguished, and you see it's Mutla Gitchilo. Not the way Taisa says that Likitchilo is going to be Asa. So Taisa is married to have a psik reisha, no Tumah, where it's not inevitable. Because Shem is Alpha Betibis Takas, we're talking about that you're dripping the wine in small drops. It's not inevitable that anything that the fire is going to be extinguished. or inami, or you could say he's actually pouring al gabei varm, not on the fire itself, but on the limbs on the fire. It's possible that the fire is not going to go out, so it's not a pesik reishi, and since it's davar shein miskav, and David's going to be mutal ketchila. Another question Taisa has suggests: the perek lulav agosel. The Gemara sukkah davar lama gemel mabeis. The Gemara brings gabei imam aitim miyamtim, regarding that one is not permitted to diminish the berries that grow on the hadasim on yamtim, so that you should have more leaves than berries, and then it should be kosher. So, but Mishum Rav Elazar, Mishum Amar Mimaitim. Name Rav Elazar, Mishum, they said you're allowed to take off the berries on Yom Tov. Parach Nigma asked, welcome to Sakamon, but you're fixing the Adasim, you're fixing a vessel that's forbidden to be done on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Mishum Nigma answers, Kungan Shalikton Lachila, we're talking about no. He's picking them to eat them. But it's going to be doing the Malacha. But that's Vidavashim Miskav and the Mutter. But since it's unintended to make the Adasim permitted, so therefore it's permitted. Parach, and the Gemara asked him, but they both say, who's the one that says Rav Shimon is Yamin is Mutter? His father, Rav Shimon. And even Rav Shimon holds that when it's inevitable, although you're quote unquote picking at the berries to eat, but you're inevitably obviously making now that doesn't going to be permitted, how can that be Mutter? Shani, the Gemara answers, no, it's necessary, the Isla Hishana Achriti, where he has other Hishanas, where he's not really benefiting from this Hadas. Says, Taisi, Mashmik, Kipesh Arach, it sounds like the Arach. Where it's telling us that Gishainin and was not having benefit from the Psik Reshe, Mutra Avagav Dav Psik Reshe, permitted to do something even like a Tchili, even when it's not Psik Reshe. And so it's like, you can't say to reject the Raya, Kimin Isla Yashana, you say Rasa, since he has an extra Yashana, then Ain Masak and Kum, it's not considered fixing at all. And so it's not because of Psik Reshe Bilay Nichle, it's like you're not doing anything. No, because then that would be the case. Then I might come ask, and why is the Gemara saying over the Sobala Kavu that Reb Elazar Reb Shimon is like his father Reb Shimon? Domin Deb Shimon Miskav Mutter, that because it's based on the principle Deb Shimon Miskav Mutter, it wouldn't be about Deb Shimon Miskav Mutter, it would be because he's not doing anything wrong. So obviously, it is considered the Psik Reshe Bilay Nichle, and still you see it Mutter Ket Chilo. And that's the case, maybe what you could say to reject the Rai is no. The Oisit Tikkun Mu'it, that small little fixing that you do in Kamei Mira Novim, where you're just diminishing the berries from the hadasim, delayasam and drabanim, that's not a biblical malacha. That's only rabbinically forbidden, this idea of tikkun manam. So therefore, the gazach chacham and shenin and vibra chacham did not make this gezerum when you're not having benefit. But biblically, when even though you're not having benefit, then maybe actually it would be initially l'ketkala aser, and only would be that you're not chayav b'chad. Tinek says, the last time begins the words of Gemara, the ar d'chavri in his friend's field. So he explains, why is it actually different? As we said, that Abaye explained that, okay, but you're making the ground better, so what? Who cares what you're plucking it for? So he said, no, you make it better, but it's in Miskavin. But still, I have Psik Reshe. Here it's Mutter because it's a friend's field. So Taisa explained, Pirish. So what does that do? Havi Malacha Shein Tzich Legufa. That makes it the Malacha that's not intended for what you're doing it for, because since you're not intending to make the ground better because it's not your own field, that's your Nakamei Chayav Chatas. Like Taisa in the previous Taisa, but it's still going to be initially us like a tchila, not like the way the Aruch said that it's going to be even mutlak a tchila.